Well, today's news politically will be dominated by a very large spoon stirring the septic tank of Washington and the Iraq war. The situation is the expose of what actually went wrong from his point of view by ex-CIA Chief Tennant, who is claiming, among other things, that he told Condi Rice in July of an upcoming attack on the U.S. with multiple hits and heavy casualties, and Condi sat on it. He then told George W. Bush in a memo in August, at which point Bush went to Texas for a month on his ranch, meaning that he probably believed it and figured it was a good time to get out of town. Whatever it is, the reaction now will be from the White House, which will try and put down Tennant as self-serving and self-defensive, which he was, and the counterspin, which is Tennant has the blood of the Iraq war on his hands, too, which doesn't do a lot for the morale of everybody else. It's going to be a nasty confrontation, and it's just getting underway with last night's appearance on 60 Minutes by Tennant, who was arguably defensive and antagonistic himself in telling the story. By the way, the reaction to this whole thing will be handled by Tony Snow, back from his apparent departure. He's going to come back to work in spite of the fact that he'll be undergoing chemotherapy for his recurrent cancer. He apparently figures that whatever time you got left, there's no sense sitting around waiting. An Inspector General report last Friday, they always do this stuff on Friday when you're not going to hear about it, which is why I dragged it in. An Inspector General's report on the American Reconstruction Program in Iraq says that of the 9 projects studied, 8 of them were now closed down, nothing happening. The money had been stolen. The materials that were provided were inadequate. The people contracted to do the work hadn't done so, and the money just disappeared. That's our reconstruction program over there. He didn't mention what the 9th was. It must be something interesting. What else? Oh, yes. Paul Wolfowitz is going before a special panel of the World Bank execs today to explain his girlfriend, her transfer from the World Bank to the State Department, her increase in pay to a point where she's making more money than Condi Rice, the secretary, the whole thing leading one to ponder how it is that people who pass themselves off as the wise leaders and advisors of the world can be so totally stupid when it comes to women, or else they're gay. Pick your choice. 1 million people in Turkey, in Istanbul, marching over the weekend to protest the impending election of a president who is a marginal Islamist, who would, they think, be dragging the Turkish government in the direction of religious relationships. Right now, it's a very operative secular government. What's interesting about this million folks march is that the army has weighed in with a statement saying that they too believe that secular government should be sustained regardless of what the parliamentary elections come out with. Once again, we're looking at a situation in which the Islamic fringe, man, are appealing to the largest body of people who then act in the democratic process of an election, and we don't like the results. And interesting hit here, if you watched the debate the other night between the Democrats, John Edwards, who is, you know, considered one of the top leading 3 candidates in the thing, has pretty much adopted the recommendations of the wild card on the stage, Senator Mike Gravel of Alaska, former hero of the anti-Vietnam movement in Congress back then, Gravel had suggested that if Bush vetoes this and the Congress can't override it, that he send that we send back, or the Democrats send back, the same bill every week and force the Republicans in public to vote against that bill and against overriding the veto, and thereby, you know, allowing them to paint themselves into their own corner. Interesting tactic. Mike Gravel, coming out of nowhere, beginning to get some notice these days. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the radio on a Monday. Stay tuned.